I'm now at a special night at Sculpture of the Space Age, and I'm with one of the artists here tonight, Ginter Stigiopetris. I really hope I said your name correctly.
Yeah, it's fine.
It'll
was
do.
It was almost the same as I know it.
And I'm with Ginter, who's just going to tell me a little bit about the pieces he's worked on, because this has been quite a collaborative works that are in the show.
Right. I'm not showing any piece of my own, and we did three different works together with a British artist, like half British, half Palestinian artist, Rosalina Shishibi, it's basically...
Were you paired up together by the curator, or did you just come to work together quite naturally?
Well, I knew Rose's work before, and we felt quite natural, even though, of course, the introduction came from the curator, and I liked the idea, and she was up to it, so we decided to collaborate, and it worked out very fine, and we didn't even, you know, it was really like stressless and fluent and fluid, and I'm really happy with the results.
All good traits. So one of the pieces is a small vase, a blue vase with a blue light shining onto it. Can you tell me a little more about that?
Well, basically it's a as you said, it's a little vase, and it belongs to Rose's mother, and it's from Palestine that she bought when she visited Palestine in 72. And we decided to put a blue gel on the light, on a theatrical light, and so that it could have like another layer of blue color. And we were laughing with Rosie about this Woody Allen quote about Claude Lévi-Strauss, where he said that Claude Lévi-Strauss is a lion with the head of a lion and a body of a lion, but it's just a different lion. So it's basically something like that, and it's called evening dress. So light becomes some kind of extra value on you, and while you're at the opening or night like that, you also, like, you know, you become kind of, you know, an expression of some certain code or text, and that's what we were interested in.
And the other piece also involves light. It's a projection of a slide of
Elgin
from
marble.
The Elgin marbles, yeah. And there's a scratch on there, and it's shone over a text as well. So what?
Well,
was
it's it contains a page from a book that Rosie found, and she was kind of intrigued to use it somehow. And I had this slight idea, and we decided that it will be one piece. And basically, it's dealing again with some very basic questions about culture, because I was interested in the conflict between Hatton Museum and British Museum and how they cannot share the marble. And so I was kind of interested in that, and I went to the British Museum, took this touristic photograph, and then scratched the slide, and we put it together with some like very stereotype anthropological matter. Mm-hmm. So it becomes like, you know, expansion of space, I guess, or I don't know.
Hey, well, congratulations on the project.
Well, thank you.
Great. Thanks for talking to me.
Yeah,
okay.
Bye.